to Fitfluential Radio, the intersection of fitness, health, wellness, and modern medicine. 50% education, 50% motivation. We're here to help you find your fitness. Tune in weekly for interviews with some of the most respected and experienced names in the business, providing actionable insights for you in every episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's roll. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. Today on the show, I am joined by Stephanie Ray, who is the CEO and founder of a great company, BioRay. And you guys know I'm very, very select about having folks on the show that are going to contribute and help to educate you on your health and wellness. And so I always put the caveat when I'm introducing somebody and saying, hey, I've got the CEO of a company. I'm pretty sure if you've been listening for a while, you know we don't do infomercial type interviews here. I'm, again, as I said before, very select about who I choose to have on the show, if it's the CEO of an organization or the founder. I do so because I think that either A, the product and what they've created is so new and unique and extraordinary that all of you would want to know about it because it can benefit your health, and or because the reason for developing that product and the reason that this company exists is such an amazing health story in and of itself that you would be interested. And usually it's a little bit of both. In this case, I think you'll see that it's a little bit of both. And Stephanie is incredibly knowledgeable and savvy when it comes to health issues. And I don't want to give it away and tell you what we're going to be talking about here, but essentially, and you'll see, this is actually a two-part episode. So please note that. We went way over on this one, but it's worth it. When I go over an hour, I believe the total recording time here was about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. It's worth it because I intentionally kept going because we were talking about things along the lines of gut health and detoxification of the body, why it's important, why so many of us are dealing with issues that are like physically holding us back from better health, and how easily that can be addressed by lifestyle changes, certainly by some of these natural, incredible products that BioRay has developed. And I'm going to let her explain that to you rather than me try to articulate what it is they do, why they started this company, and why you should be paying attention. I'm fairly certain that every single one of you, after you hear this interview, will come away knowing more about your body, how your liver works, how your gut works, how everything is connected, and how you should be focusing on from start to finish. You know, a detoxification, that's a word that can be very polarizing, and people automatically jump to assumptions about that word. And that's why I know you're going to enjoy this interview, because we're going to educate on, you know, what are the trendy, crazy, kind of silly detox we're not necessarily bashing products, but sometimes I think when you all hear the words detox or going on a detox, you think of these, you know, ridiculous detox teas or fast weight loss detox programs. We're not talking about that at all. This is about your health, your wellness, optimizing your well-being so that you can get in better and better health and shape as you get older. You guys know I talk about this all the time. I'm 50 years old. I'm in the best shape and feeling best, the best about myself, how I look and feel, than I did 20 years ago when I was 30. I wouldn't turn back the hands of time and go back to when I was 20 or 30. It's not even an option. And that's a wonderful place to be. So I want you to sit back and enjoy. Be sure you listen to both episodes. Again, this is a two-part episode. It's a little bit longer. So you might listen to some in your car, some when you're at the office, but it's definitely well worth it. And I strongly encourage you when you're finished to head on over to BioRay.com, check out their products. Make sure you head on over to, they've actually got several areas in their site, which will show you what products to get in what order so that you start healing your body. And I think they've done an exceptional job with that. So tune in and enjoy this interview with Stephanie Ray, the CEO and founder of BioRay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I am extremely thrilled and honored to have the CEO and founder of BioRay, a company you are going to be incredibly interested in after this podcast. So, Stephanie Ray, welcome to the show. I'm thrilled to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kelly. It's great to be here.
This is going to be an incredibly informative episode. And for everybody listening, you guys know I always preface this whenever I've had just a few select founders of companies on the show. And I do that because, you know, the purpose of FitFluential Radio is to educate and inform all of you so that you can make, you know, become, we strongly recommend, as you know, becoming your own health advocate and the advocate for healthcare in your own, I almost said in your own company, in your own family. And we don't use this show to be an infomercial for products, but there are on occasion companies that I will run into where I think what they offer and what they're doing and further the reason that they came into being, that story behind the company and those products, when I think it's so extraordinary that everybody's got to know about it, that's when I'll have the CEO on the show. And there's only been a few of those, and Stephanie Ray and BioRay certainly fall into that category. So I'm really thrilled. I don't want to preview too much of what we're going to talk about today, but we're going to dive right in. And I think probably what's best, Stephanie, you know, when I have folks on the show for the first time, I usually will ask them, tell us how you first got into fitness, health, wellness, you know, when did you get into a fit lifestyle? But with you, you founded this company, you founded BioRay, yeah. And we're going to go into the types of products that your company provides and how it helps the health and wellness of really men and women and kids of all ages. But I think the best thing for us to start with is really the story behind the company. You started this company in 1991. For those people listening that have never heard of this, that are going to go to BioRay and go, what is this all about? Why did you start this company? Tell us the story behind the company.
Okay.
Loaded question.
It's kind of a loaded question. It is. There's kind of two phases to it, really. And I'll start at the beginning in the first phase, which is that I am a classical California kid who was raised up racing enduros, motorcycle races in the desert by my dad. And when I was 8, I started racing. And in between races, I would just wander the desert and pick herbs. And I would climb back on my motorcycle and jam the herbs under my thighs and hold them close to the seat and gas tank and ride back to camp. And there was a woman from Mexico named Maria, who was a native to what was growing in our California, you know, the Mojave Desert, Red Rock, Jawbone, all these places. And she would tell me what they were and what they did. And it just started a absolute love and lifelong learning of herbs. Mm-hmm. And so that I really never thought, wow, that's what you're going to be when you grow up. Who knew I could have a vocation in herbalism. So fast forward to, 18, 19, 20, I'm still studying, and I trip into a store in Venice, California called the Tea Garden Herbal Emporium. And I meet my first teacher, Mr. Ron Teagarden, who now owns Dragon Herbs. And he really got me interested in what it is to study Chinese herbalism, which is a completely different ball of wax. Hmm. And that's actually where I met Dr. Timothy Ray, my co-founder of BioRay. And it really began from there. That is, you know, BioRay, it was a creation between the two of us. And I knew that what we were having available to us as what we call lay people, not practitioners, not any type of healer, but lay people, what did we have available? We really had available going to our doctor when we were sick. Maybe some of us were eating somewhat healthy, juicing, but really Chinese herbalism just opened such a fantastic world of harmonizing the body, the mind, and the spirit, and using things like adaptogens and medicinal mushrooms. I felt absolutely in love.
Hmm. I'm taking down so many notes. That's the most frustrating thing about being the podcast interviewer is whenever someone's answering the question, and it's usually at the very end, like it was when you said harmonizing mind, body, did you say mind, body, and spirit? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm writing all this down going, oh, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. And truthfully, everything that you just referred to is these are great topics for today, because I know I can also relate to, I would say that I'm somebody who's probably a little bit further than a lot of folks listening in our community as far as being familiar with some of these concepts, and products. But I do know that a lot of people hear about herbs, or, you know, maybe it's essential oils that they've been exposed to, or, you know, like you said, adaptogens. We hear a lot more of these things because, frankly, the pursuit of functional medicine versus traditional medicine is becoming more common. I'm glad to hear that. However, I do know that a lot of folks in our audience are very confused by a lot of this stuff. They hear adaptogens and they're like, I don't know what that is. They'll look it up and they'll see ashwagandha, or they'll see this one or that one. But they not only don't know really what it is, and they don't know where to start, but I think there's a heavy degree of skepticism out there that herbs, or, you know, and they've heard Chinese herbalism, they've heard about detoxing the body. They don't think that it's really going to do anything. Do you, before we dive into some of these things and some of the types of products that you carry, and I do want to talk about detox and, you know, what this can do for the body, but how do you speak to folks? Because I know you're used to answering this question a lot. Maybe you're in trade shows and people are walking up and asking these questions. How do you address, because I have to believe you have your own personal experience and how this helped you from a health perspective. What do you do when you have somebody who says, oh, come on, you know, I'd rather just get pills from my doctor when I'm sick. This stuff can't help me. Because it's a big leap to go from traditional medicine to thinking that herbs can help you. And I think that too many people are scared to make that belief because of their skepticism. What do you say to that?
I ask them if they eat food. And they say, yes, I do. And I say, well, what do you get from your foods? And they say, well, I get, you know, I get vitamins, I get minerals, I get protein, and I'll say, and some beneficial chemicals that help your mind and help your gut. And they'll be like, yeah, like that's in my yogurt, those beneficial probiotics. And I'll say, well, guess what? That's what's in herbs. Herbs are the original food. They are the original apothecary. If we didn't have women that kept a little patch of garden in her backyard hundreds of years ago, we may not be here. We would possibly not be here, because she is the one that took handfuls of alfalfa and parsley and burdock root and tossed those in the salad, or tossed those in the soup, or cooked them with the meats. And that is quite literally, that was the medicine of the day. So when people kind of hear that, you know, they say, oh. And I say, yeah, my grandma didn't consider a salad without handfuls of a couple of 2, 3, 4 different herbs. Otherwise, she said, you're just eating lettuce. A salad meant you added some parsley, you chopped some carrots or radish, you put a little alfalfa sprout on top. That was something else than just eating lettuce in our family.
That's a good way to get people looking at things from a different perspective. And really that really is so much of what we address on the show. It's a different way of looking at things. And that's really what my purpose is in getting people to do just that. Like, take a step back and going, okay, if you're, whether it's from a strict fitness perspective, weight loss, right? If you've been trying to lose weight for 5, 10 years and you're going over and addressing the same 10 or 15 pounds you can't seem to lose, what have you done differently? It's time to start looking at what you're doing differently everywhere. And the same thing when it comes to our health. You know, there's so many people in our community that write in, and I find it fascinating. These are the common problems we hear. And these are, when I say chronic, I hear people saying, this has been my problem for years. Can't sleep. Sleep is a huge, huge issue in our community. And so many people joke about it. They don't give it enough credence to say, oh, I can address it. They'll go, oh, I've gotten 4 hours of sleep a night for years. I guess that's just the way I am. So we hear a lot about sleep. We hear a lot about back pain. We hear a lot about stomach problems. You mentioned gut health. I think more people in today's age are becoming aware of the topic of gut health, but I don't think they understand really how to address it. And I think that might be a good topic to jump into next. But again, just to wrap up, some of the things that people are regularly talking about: headaches, inability to sleep or stay asleep, stomach issues, and then I would just say in general, like skin problems, rashes, hives, breakouts, things that might indicate allergies or whatnot. But these are things that people are just dealing with on an ongoing basis. And when we'll ask, whether we're doing a Facebook Live or a Twitter chat, we ask people what they're doing, they're just going to a traditional doctor and getting all kinds of drugs and not getting anywhere. And so I love the idea of getting people to understand there's a different way to approach things. It's a stretch, but when I started trying things, I remember the first time someone told me back in the day that I could use peppermint oil, like an essential oil for a headache. And I'm like, come on. And then I tried it. I started to look at things differently and I tried it. And you know, when you first started talking, Stephanie, about how you were, when you were young and you were out in the desert and you met this woman who had experience and she started teaching you about herbs, it reminded me of me doing a visit out west. Now, this was a sponsored trip with some other influencers in the space. And we went to the Beta Tachin Ruins out in Phoenix. And we did a hike and we were led by, I think he was about 80 years old. I keep saying this young Native American. He just seemed young at heart. And he was giving us a tour. So it was a 700-foot drop down into this cavern. And then we hiked 700 feet up. And he was picking herbs along the way and pointing out these plants and telling us how he, you know, what his wife used these herbs for to heal people or to fix this or that. And I remember going, and I bought a book when we were out there because of that. And of course, you know what I did, Stephanie? I didn't look into any of it because I remember at the moment thinking, oh my God, he said you could use, you know, this licorice tasting herb for this and you could use this for this. But I didn't know where to start next. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where a lot of people listening are, is that they might be going, okay, I'd like to look into maybe an herbal solution to my health. How do you tell people typically when they come to you, if they've started to get their minds open to a more natural approach to health, where do they start? Where do you recommend that they start?
I always recommend what we did clinically. So Kelly, we didn't talk about my background and this might be a good place to insert it a little, which is that I am a board certified naturopath. I have a doctorate in naturopathy and I also have a strong background in biochemistry and traditional Chinese medicine. For about the last 29 years, that's been what I do in life. That's all that I do in life. And I just adore it. And what we saw, we had 5 clinics in the Los Angeles and Santa Monica area over a 14-year period. What we saw was that most people dwelling in a city or an urban area, if the organs of elimination, the way that we eliminate things, whether we're sweating or not sweating, whether we're pooping or not pooping, whether our liver is processing toxins well or not processing them well, that was the place to start. Because if things are not leaving the body, you can't fix the body. You know, you're just really, you have to have toxins leaving every day. Detox is a natural process. I'll use that word at the beginning here. We detox every day on our own with nothing at all. That's what sweating is. That's what peeing and pooping is. That is how we detoxify the body, because as we utilize nutrients from our foods and our drinks, we take the good stuff and then we metabolize it, we break it down and utilize it, and then the waste is what is removed, and that is what we consider those organs that eliminate those things are absolutely vital to making any kind of shift to the body overall. If those things aren't happening, if we aren't eliminating things well, we really can't heal. In traditional Chinese medicine, we say that if the bowels aren't moving every day, no progress can be made. So that's one of the first things we ask is, how many times a day are your bowels moving? Is it like grapes or bananas? Are you doing little grape size and thinking, you know, you're having a bowel movement? That's not a bowel movement. They need to look like bananas, like that.
I'm laughing because, A, I think about myself 2 years ago. If I would have been having this discussion, I would be on the other end of this podcast going, oh, gross. And now, you know, when you start to really proactively pursue your health and improving your health, but also then kind of getting into a more proactive preventative health approach, you start to learn about how important all of these bodily processes are. And that's it. It's a bodily process. Our bodies are fascinating machines. And to this topic of waste, if you think about it, it's pretty fascinating what our body is capable of doing. But I will say, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, there's people that I know personally, and constipation or inability to have a bowel movement on a regular basis is something so to add to all of those things that we hear people writing into us at FitFluential about, that's one of them. And people do not take that seriously. I am somebody, I must have inherited it from my dad, but I could not be more regular. I've never had that problem. But there are a lot of people out there. And what, you know, what advice would you give to that, to somebody? Let me put it this way, because I know that she's going to be listening. I'm thinking of one person in particular. She says, I have a bowel movement twice a week. Mm-hmm. And I've said to this person and to many others who have said this, I'm like, that's not, like, there's something that's going wrong. To me, the best way to describe it, and you can probably do it better, and I'll hand it off to you. When you're not eliminating waste, that's staying in your body. And as much as we think poop is gross, like, ooh, it's gross, the bathroom smells after, if that's stuck in your body, what do you think that's doing? And is that, would you, and I don't know if you can answer this, when you're not releasing waste on a daily basis, Stephanie, is that automatically going to result in this concept of leaky gut, or is that a potential? But what happens in general when you're not pooping every day?
When one is not eliminating every day, moving the bowels every day, the toxic waste and the things that we've metabolized, and then, you know, the leftover of foods, because not everything's toxic, right? People eat well, you know, you eat an apple, you're going to get what you're going to get out of the apple, and then there's going to be fiber and things that are ready to leave the body. So when those things are not leaving every day, they recirculate, they get absorbed back into the blood, and then, yes, we can see an issue with the GI tract. It's major. I mean, when somebody says, I want to lose weight, or I want my skin to look great, like I don't have good looking skin and I have eruptions, or I do have skin irritations and dry patches. Well, the first thing I ask is, how often do your bowels move? And it will be the person who says, I go maybe twice a week. Hmm. Those are some of the major issues. Headaches, you know, head pain. You know, if somebody's bowels aren't moving, you got to look there. People with OCD type thinking, looking at the bowels, you know, and once we look at the bowels, then we look at the liver, right? Because the liver's that filter. It's the filtration system that breaks those toxins down and makes them less toxic and then moves them to the bowels, to be moved out through the bowels. So it's absolutely essential that the bowels are moving every day, because then everything backs up on top. You know, you just follow the body up, and then you can see diminished energy, diminished ability to think and have clarity. Somebody may have, you know, foggy brain. Mm-hmm. You get somebody's bowels moving, and sometimes it's like, my gosh, I can think again. Yeah, you can, because guess what? You don't have ammonia recirculating in your blood and, you know, rising to the brain, which is, ammonia has an affinity for the brain. So we'll see that type of, you know, foggy thinking or brain fog or OCD type thinking increase right before somebody has a bowel movement, or people who don't go on a regular basis. That may be a type of perpetual state of being for them.
Hmm. You know, you mentioned in there, and when you first talked about the organs of elimination, and you talked about how our body naturally is detoxing through sweating, through elimination. And then you mentioned liver health, and that was one of the things I wanted to ask was, is there a way that we know if our liver has problems, if our liver is not operating in the way that it should, or is there something that's a test we have to take for that?
There is a holistic way to do that, and it's really simple. Somebody just goes to their local pharmacy and or buys it online, some litmus paper, L-I-T-M-U-S, litmus paper, which tells us if our first morning urine, you want to measure when you first wake up, whether it's in the acidic range or the alkaline range. The alkaline range is anything above 6.4. So if when someone is waking up in the morning and their first morning urine is in the acidic range, it means that while we were in a fasting state, asleep, and the body was going about healing and doing the things that it does while we sleep, which is when deep healing takes place, that's why one of the reasons sleep is so vital and important, the first thing that happens in the morning is we dump all of the repairs that were going on, all the things that went about going and getting repaired turn into acidic waste, and they are dumped through that very first urination in the morning. It's why we also should be having a bowel movement first thing in the morning, or pretty close upon after awakening. And when we measure that and we see that the urine pH is somewhere between 5.5 and 6.3 or 6.4, we actually will notice, wow, I feel better. I feel lighter. Well, because you've just measured and seen that you are actually removing toxins. When it's higher than that, when it's above 6.4, say it's 7.2, or goodness, sakes, it's 8.4, which I have seen, which is very blue on the litmus tape, that's very alkaline. It means that the person is holding on to toxins. So they are not eliminating them in the morning. And those people tend to not want to talk very much. They tend to be sluggish in the morning. They tend to not wake up very easily. There are those people that could sleep until 10 o'clock every morning, maybe even noon. And it's people that just really have a hard time getting going in the morning. Why? Because the body is dealing with all of that going on, all those toxins that were not dumped. So it's trying to find places to put them, to sequester them. And mostly it puts it into the fatty tissue, the adipose tissue, so that we can get going.
Okay. I want to make sure, because I got a little confused there. I want to make sure I'm understanding. So when I first wrote these two words down, acidic or alkaline, mm-hmm. and this is coming from me, the typical consumer, I would think, because maybe it's because you just see all of these ads for alkaline water. Oh, buy purified alkaline water. So I would think alkaline would be the goal. Like, I want my body when I wake up to be alkaline. But what you're saying is, if you do that litmus test and you mm-hmm. your body is above 6.4, which would mean that you're more alkaline, that's mm-hmm. the bad. Whereas the acidic,
wait, hang on one second.
Did you say forgot it wrong?
No. But you didn't. You just forgot something.
Okay.
Which is first morning.
Okay.
Note the first morning upon awakening.
Okay.
Yeah. It should be in the acidic range. Naturally, throughout the day, the urine will become more alkaline as we're eating, more hopefully alkaline-forming foods, and we're drinking water and we're cleaning the cells. It will naturally turn more alkaline. But okay. That very first morning urine should be in the acidic range. And this was such a great question, Kelly, because there is a lot out there. I mean, my goodness, I go into even Trader Joe's, for goodness sakes, much less mm-hmm. like all the quote big box natural health food stores, and they're selling, 7, 8, 9 different brands of alkaline formed water. And, that has its place at different times. However, I would say to athletes, while one is working out, while one is actually exercising and moving, and the cells are, inhaling and exhaling, so to speak, like I always picture my cells when I'm working out, that they're breathing with me, that when we are working out, the best kind of water is something that doesn't have anything added, because the cells need to be cleaned out. They need to be washed clean. And then when we have alkaline enhanced water, we're adding something into the cell. When the cell's already full, it's probably got lactic acid. We're working out, right? Where it needs to hydrate. So while the goal is internally to be alkaline, we have to remove, the quickest and best way to do it is to remove the acidic waste, the toxins. Here's a clue. All toxins or toxicity turns into acidic waste. It is the way that the body removes it. So we don't want to be hanging on to it. We actually want to see it leaving the body. Mm-hmm. And the best time that it leaves is in the morning when we first wake up. And that is the time when it is best for the urine to be in the acid range.
Is there anything, because I know that one of the things that I've read is, you know, you can gauge how hydrated your body is by the color of your urine. So like if you're urinating during the day and your urine is clear, it's an indication that you've been hydrating enough, drinking enough water. When you get up in the morning and is the color of your urine any indication of acidic or alkaline, or is that completely irrelevant in that case?
It's not going to show you acidity or alkalinity. What it's going to show you more is how hydrated you are. You're correct. If it's super dark, it's a statement to the fact that you probably haven't had enough water.
Okay.
Yeah. Does tend to be darker in the morning when we've woken up. Don't get me wrong. It will be. And then as we drink, we wake up and we're drinking water throughout the day, it will become lighter and lighter.
Okay. Makes sense. This is a good segue because, you know, for everybody listening, we'll of course link up at the end of the show and in the show notes to the BioRay website. But when you get to the BioRay website, one of the things that you'll see is that BioRay is, and these are some phrases I picked up from their website, it's the natural detox company, and their products help store health and promote balance. And these are some of the things I wanted Stephanie to articulate a little more for us and so on. So this is a perfect segue because you've just explained, like, look, these are our body is naturally, if it's working effectively or optimally, mm-hmm. it's going to be detoxing on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing what you're going to share is that a lot of us, probably not intentionally, through many lifestyle choices, have gotten to a place where we are not operating optimally. Our bodies are probably not detoxing in an optimal manner. And that's going to result in a lot of these symptoms, or even worse, maybe some areas of disease possibly, or, you know, sickness, what have you. Migraines, we talked about headaches, foggy brain, skin issues, and certainly it could be more. There is this, you know, when we think about the big category, Stephanie, of fitness, health, and wellness, mm-hmm. and diet, nutrition. When people are online or social media, whether they're following a celebrity, if they're checking out in the grocery store, like you said, in a Trader Joe's or a nutrition store, they're going to see a lot of products with detox in it. And there are a lot of products out there right now. I know there's a big kind of social media war going on between some of the Kardashians and someone else about this, you know, detox teas. And people, I think, really have a lot of information that's floating at them around, I would say, just the topic of detox. And it can mean a lot of things. You've shared how our bodies are naturally detoxing if they're mm-hmm. operating correctly mm-hmm. every day. But I think there's a lot of folks who hear detox and automatically go, oh my God, I don't need that. So how do you address detox versus the bullshit products that are out there that are probably not good for us? And then what kind of detox does our body need help with? And that's where BioRay comes in. I'm going to let you kind of take the detox ball and run with it here.
Okay. So
thank you. Loaded question again.
It is. And it's great because it is. It's become a hot topic. However, from a naturopath's point of view, I'm allowed to talk with people about water, food, and herbs. That's what my degree's in. And it really is the most adequate and superior way to remove toxins, and movement should be in there as well. We actually call it the bowls, which is, you know, your bowels, urinary tract, lymph, lung, and skin. Those are the main ways that we remove toxins. And we talked about those elimination pathways. If those are in place, and we are supporting the liver is one of the key functional organs or filtration system that should always be supported during detox. And that is one of the things that I see missing when people are talking about detoxification. It is the reason why people have what we call a detox reaction or a Herxheimer reaction or a detox crisis, or why people feel bad when they do a detox. It is directly related to the liver. The liver is the place that is going to take any toxic substance and make it less toxic. We have two systems within the liver that do this. It's called phase one and phase two detox pathways. And it's an, there's an enzymatic process of breaking things down and making it less toxic. And the liver is also responsible for over 500 physiological functions daily. It is the hardest working organ in the body. In traditional Chinese medicine, we actually call it the general of the army because it is so vital to the entirety of the human body working well. It's the organ system that's going to help us deal with filtering healthy levels and unhealthy levels of cholesterol and fats and sugar, glucose metabolism, toxins, heavy metals, chemicals, all those things that we bump into in our environment, that's all going to be shot down to the liver to be processed. So having that work during a detox is absolutely vital to actually have a successful detoxification program or protocol, because if we're going after heavy metals and chemicals with some type of product that enhances the removal of toxins, if they can't make it through the liver, we've just got a backed up highway. And then that has an impact directly on the GI tract and also the brain. So when the liver's processing things well, we see balanced moods. We see toxins leaving the body. You can measure and see them in the urine and the feces. You can see that people actually aren't as crabby. We call that liver qi stagnation. When I'm traveling and I'm in England, colleagues and acupuncturists that I know there actually call it when somebody is crabby, or it's a woman before her menses, before her moon time, they will actually call it being liverish. They call it by the organ system that is actually the causal factor in somebody being in a bad mood, which is the liver, which I think is hilarious. But it's one of the major organ systems that actually, along with the bowels, that have us have a successful detox protocol. Then the thing to do next when you have those two organ systems working well is you've got to go after the bad guys. So, you know, we could never bring a patient to total balanced health, no matter what their issue is that they came in for, if we weren't also going after heavy metals and chemicals. It's just a fact of life in the 20th century. 92% of the planet lives in pollution. It's extremely detrimental to children under the age of 5, particularly take the largest hit on the planet because they're just smaller and they have less space to move the toxin away from the vital organ systems. As adults, we have more space and places to do that. However, we will start see it having an impact. It has a major impact on athletes and having healthy respiration and, you know, aerobic and anaerobic health and exercising. It has a major impact on healthy removal of lactic acid. So we see that when somebody is heavy metal and chemical toxic, the the brain, cognitive function is impacted, digestion's impacted, liver function is impacted. And, you know, overall, it we will start seeing symptoms arise that have some of those, you know, what we call degenerative issues that tend to come later in life, but it's from the buildup. And we're seeing it impact younger and younger generations of people because it has gotten intense. I mean, we're working with groups in India because of the air pollution there. We're working with people in China because of the hardship on children and their environment there. Here in the United States, one in five children has unhealthy levels of mercury. So can you imagine what is built up in the body as an adult? It's pretty, it's something that I want to say it's like the one a day. You know, in the 70s when they said, oh, we don't have the nutrition in our food anymore. Everybody needs to do this one a day vitamin. We're at a point where I feel like taking something daily that mobilizes and binds to toxins is a one a day. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that toxins are moving on a daily basis, and everything's great when that's happening. We don't have things sticking the way that they would if we weren't moving toxins out. We won't see the creaky joints and the, you know, the head issues and the brain fog and the OCD type thinking. If these toxins are moving out on a daily basis, we're happy campers. We're moving. We're doing what we came here to do in life. You know, we're doing our purpose.
Gosh, everything you said was just, I had so many, like, my head was nodding over here. I don't know if you could feel it or hear it. Thanks for tuning in. This marks the end of part one of our two-part interview with Stephanie Ray of BioRay. Please be sure to tune in to part two and listen all the way through.